As you just heard, Regina Tolbert has seen a lot over the 30 years she's worked at Highland Hospital. And we'll stay at Highland for our next story from San Francisco StoryCorps. For the next few weeks, we'll be airing a series of interviews conducted by the StoryCorps team at Highland. Today, Bruce Bauer has a chat with Laura Sargent. Bauer has been a volunteer with the Alameda Health System Foundation for 20 years, fundraising for the hospital. He told Sargent, who was a foundation staff member, about his first visit to Highland when he was 5 years old and how his vending machine business started his relationship with the hospital.
And my first memories of coming in was the doctors and the nurses. They were all dressed in white uniforms, white hats, white nylon stockings. It was like walking out of into a different world. Of course, I was, you know, 5, 6 years old at that point in time, and it made a big impression on me.
So you own West Coast Vending and Food Service. When did you first start working in Alameda Health System, like in Highland and all the hospitals?
Yeah, we've been doing the vending service here for since 1981. A lot of changes were over the time. The vending wasn't as big back in those days as it is now, but of course the hospital's expanded, gotten bigger. There's more patients coming here. You know, and I've never refused anybody that asked for a candy bar or a sandwich. I've always given them to them, you know, when I was servicing the machines. And then I would deliver the toys to the ER after I filled the machines on the weekends here.
And the toys, each child would be allowed to bring a toy home?
Yeah, if he was in some kind of trauma or he was a good patient, they were allowed to go in the toy chest and take one toy and take it home with them, pick out what they wanted. And that toy chest used to get empty. I used to bring like 50, 75 toys in there. And I'd fill it once or twice a month.
How does the work of Alameda Health System and the Foundation tie into your own values?
You know, over the years, healthcare is important. You know, family, job, healthcare. Those three things you really need a lot, in combination to have a good life. You know, I had, when Courtney was 5, we had a problem with her. She came down with leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that was the hardest part of my life. But she's well now. She's really good. 3 years of chemo was a lot to go through, and to keep the family together and everything was really hard. You know, you don't think of healthcare, but when you need it, something like that happens to you, you got to have it. I've seen so many families be destroyed because they didn't have healthcare. Over the years, you know, I've seen the patients come and go here and people here, and I know the hospital treats their patients where they can don't have the funds to pay for it or not. And that's what's one of the biggest impacts that hit me, because I know someone could be here and they could take care of their health needs if they needed it, and if they couldn't pay for it. You know, I can't say more about this hospital. It's an amazing place, and I think people that come here probably get the best health care ever. You know, I just wish they'd bring back all the white uniforms, because that's what impressed me most when I was 4 or 5 years old.